The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, welcome to the second hour of Making Some Common Sense in This World Today. Sure glad you joined us. I'm Jim Brown. Our website to tell you all about our show is www.jimbrownusa.com. And I said before the last break, we're raising the question in this hour of, is it necessary to believe in God in order to be a good and moral person? Pew Research Center, that does polls all over the country, has said that a majority of people in the United States say yes, a belief in God is necessary to be good and moral. Do you agree? And here to help us with the discussion is David DeLette. He's calling in from Australia. David has written a book called The Valentine Prophecies. He is what I would consider to be a religious visionary. We'll tell him about, let you tell him about his background right here. And we're glad to have him on the show. David, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What time is it in Australia right now?
Just gone 1 a.m., Jim.
I've kept you up, and I apologize. So, but we in America have a, you know, you're halfway around the world, and we in America want to talk to you, and this is about the best time we can do it. So, now, David, before we start talking about this very important issue, you had an interesting conversion to a new focus on religion. You have a lengthy involvement in law enforcement. You've been a teacher. Tell us, what do you consider yourself today? Now, you're not an ordained minister, are you?
No, that's correct, Jim. No, I'm a very, very ordinary guy, but God has got me very busy. It's turned my life upside down. Just lifting up and sending out worldwide the Valentine prophecies.
What is the direction? Tell our listeners what the direction, what the focus is of the Valentine prophecies.
Well, essentially on Valentine's Day last year, 2013, God started talking, I started typing, and it's really a message to everybody in the end times worldwide. So there are many messages for Christians, for Jews, for Islamists, for believers, non-believers worldwide. And it's really a call back to Christ. It's a call back to oneness in Christ. It's a call back to put Christ as head back on the church, if you like, because so many churches are very sincere and so many faiths and beliefs and people seeking to worship God are very sincere. But they've lost something. They've lost something that Christ introduced 2,000 years ago, and we've wandered away from what Christ's first intentions were.
And you can find out all about the Valentine prophecies on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I love that phrase, God started talking and I started typing. Great way to put it there, David. Now, jump right into the focus, what we're talking about today. So many Americans, a majority of Americans, I think about 53%, according to that Pew Research poll, said that Americans believe you've got to believe in God in order to be a good moral person. That's not the case, because in many other populations, they say, well, no, that's irrelevant to be a good moral person. How do you respond to that based on your beliefs and your focus? Do you have to believe in God to be a good moral person?
I suppose most people in the less prosperous countries certainly believe that to be true, Jim. It's interesting, the USA stands out with 53%. They factor about the highest of all the prosperous nations on the planet. Most are down around 20-30% if you're lucky, but across Africa and Asia, a lot of you know, Latin America, Middle East, a lot of nations are right up around 80-90% plus, that definitely God and morality have an essential link.
Well, is it tied then to a poorer country and someone who is to some degree down on the economic chain that is desperately trying to rise up, and so their focus is, yes, they want to look towards God, that hopes some focus to pull them out of their destitute circumstances, so as a consequence they believe that stronger, where the most prosperous country in the world, the United States, is not nearly as high. Interesting, though, as you said, that many of the European countries are much lower in terms of believing that.
That's right. It would appear that how well you're doing financially, economically, lifestyle, tends to lead you away from that connection with God, whereas those who are struggling, really, it's a faith builder. But the U.S. seems to be hanging in there for faith, and that probably reflects the centuries of foundation that has been laid down within the U.S. faith-wise, very strong Christian influence and foundation that was laid there. It still clings, but at the same time, you're looking at the younger people in the USA, and they're voting with their feet. They are very much departing from, or have already departed from, Christian churches. And about 25% of people aged in their 20s don't affiliate to any belief particularly. And that's a big concern.
I find that true. I agree with you, but I'll tell you what I am finding interesting in talking to so many young people, and I've got a whole variety of kids from grandkids and young nieces who are as young as one all the way up to children in their 40s, that as they get a little older, sometimes they kind of, I don't want to use the word drift back, but look a little bit more, starting with the history of religion and then maybe coming back into the church or in various degrees. So maybe that you don't give up on all those young people not coming back is the point I'm making. Now, David, let me ask you this now. We're not a religious show. We're a human interest show in terms of topics I talk about. And so I talk about religion in a historic perspective. I don't wear my religion on my shoulder. But God's never talked to me. I talk to God a good bit and carry on what I hope are conversations. I assume he's hearing me, but I never really heard back from him. The results are what I make of the results. If I ask him for strength or for the will to get something done, and I get it done, I give credit to the good Lord. But tell us about this, and I'm not in any way putting you down, because I've got a number of friends that say they carry on conversations with the good Lord, and he does speak to them. He or she speaks to them, whoever the good Lord is. Have you talked to God lots in your life, or does this, in effect, conversion happen, as you said, on Valentine's Day last year?
There was a lot happening before then, Jim. And so I knew that something was coming. I knew that I was getting a calling, as some people call it. God was so active in my life. When I was policing, I had a dream of myself and my partner gunned down, and I got told, when you see these things happening, because it played out, the dream played out like cinema.
And David, I got to stop you, David, if I can hold the thought right there. We've got to take a pause. I want to tell our listeners, we're talking to David Dillette. He's written a fascinating book called The Valentine Prophecies, about his relationship with God and how God has spoken to him. And we want to talk some more about it. We want you to listen and see what you think. Again, it's thevalentineprophecies.com. Find it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. We're going to take a little pause to do a little station break. break. Freshen up your coffee. We'll come right back some more with David Ouellette on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're discussing a very controversial topic that people very strongly about. Do you have to believe in God to be a moral person? And recent Pew Research poll says that 53% of people in the United States say yes, You do have to believe in God to be a moral person. David Aulet is my guest. He is what I would call a Christian visionary, written a great book called The Ballantine Prophecies about his experiences with the good Lord. Now, David, let me put you right on the spot. Involving that issue, do you believe that you have to believe in God to be a moral person?
I suppose, Jim, it depends on what you call a moral person. There is a natural sense of justice. If you kill people, you're likely to upset their relatives, and so you might have difficulties thrust upon you in your life, even if there isn't justice and morality reigning supreme. If you run around burning down other people's houses or raping their wives or whatever, there are natural consequences. But when it really comes down to having values and having a sense of a reason, an eternal reason, something that goes beyond this life, then absolutely, yeah, to have that sort of a deeper morality and a deeper sense of why we should have values, and values that are above and beyond our own, not created by us, but pre-existed all of us. Absolutely, God is inherent in that.
Well, God, you know, okay, now, and let me just kind of play the devil's advocate with you with some friends I've talked to, because I knew this was going to be a controversial subject. I knew we'd be talking this week. And the response I get from people who I respect is that God makes it easier, if anything. I don't mean to say God's a crutch, but God makes it easier to be a moral person. That many of them say, you know, I had young man say to me just this week, said, you know, Mr. Brown, I don't know if there's a God. He says, but you know what? If there is a God or if there's not a God, I'm not going to live my life any differently. I want to help people. I feel like I'm very active in my community. I volunteer. I contribute. I think I do the right thing. I try to hold high standards in my community. And I would do that even if I was touched by the good Lord. So he says, I don't mean to say I'm not a believer. I just haven't made that decision yet. I've not come to grips with it. I've not been touched yet. But it really wouldn't change my life as to what I do. And so, how do you respond to a guy like that? I would tend to think that someone that holds their morality say, well, yeah, but you don't believe in God, therefore, you're not as good as me, or you're not making as good a contributor as me, you're not really a good moral person. Or the young man is struggling. He says, I just don't know. I'd like to know. He says, I went to organized religion. That didn't really work out for me too well. I've read a good bit. I just have not made that decision. Does that make me less of a moral person? How would you answer to that young man's question?
Well, I identify very much with him from the side of, I think it glorifies God that we have so many people who do have within them a desire to be constructive, to be positive, to be a good influence, to be moral, to desire a better way of living rather than a destructive one. And I think God has created that within us. There is an inherent desire because we're created by the good God. We have a side to us which is naturally inclined toward goodness, and so it's there if we want to dig and develop that side. But naturally enough, there's the other side, and it can be influenced and developed as well toward badness. But I suppose what we're looking at is another aspect where you can overcome the goodness and have even more reasons, overcome the badness within you and have even more reasons to explore and develop the goodness, eternal reasons. And the power of God is also a very potent factor for people, and a lot of people experience the hands-on involvement of God in their life as they call Him in, because He is certainly personally, individually, very interested in how we're thinking and feeling and the motivations why we're actually doing something. Some people might act really good because there's dollars in it for them. They just create a better career and better opportunities. Other people might have a host of other reasons. But sometimes you can have selfish reasons for being good. Sometimes you can simply want to be good because it pleases God and pleases all of the people you love. And so love and God and things like that come into it more than other motivators.
David, let me ask you this, because you mentioned you're a Christian. What do you think? Are all religions equal in God's eyes? Because many Christians feel like that unless you're saved and you accept Jesus Christ, that you really aren't saved. You're not going to go to heaven. That's what some Christians believe. But what is your view? Do you think all religions are equal in the eyes of the Lord?
Well, Christ says that his words are life, and he says that he is the way. And he is the only way. He is the one who gains us through his sacrifice, access to the Father, access to heaven. Equal. Any religion that leaves Christ out is definitely not equal. Christ himself declares that. If we leave Christ out, we've left way too much out, and we're on very dangerous ground, and we need to bring Christ up front and central to our beliefs, to our faith, to our hopes, to everything that we're striving for.
But what about in the western plains of Australia where the Aborigines live, and maybe they've never experienced Christ? No one's come out to preach to them. They don't, you know, they didn't know anything about Christianity. That they, you know, they're a more rural area that no one's gotten to. I mean, are they damned because they just haven't had the experience? You find, and of course, you can go all over the world in Africa and Asia and all over the place where people just have not experienced Christianity. So what happens to those people just because they haven't had someone touch them through no fault of their own? There's no choice there. They just don't know. How would you deal with a person in that kind of situation?
Well,
I'm dying to hear the answer, but having said that, we're out of time. And I want to tell our listeners right now, we're talking to David Dillette, and you want to get more information. Interesting subjects we're talking about, you can find it all within David's book and on the website, which is www.thevalentineprophecies.com. That's thevalentineprophecies.com. David, we'll continue this discussion at a later date. I'll call back and make another appointment. Look, you go to bed. It's 1:30 in the morning in Australia. You go to bed. We'll hope to have you again back soon.
That'll be fantastic. I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Jim.
Bye-bye. Let's take a break right now. We'll come back with more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
In the first hour, we talked a little bit about Congress. We've got these big elections coming up this fall, 2014, and the Republicans are trying to take back control of the U.S. Senate. They're maybe five seats short, but the feeling is that there's a good chance this could happen. And what's very unique, we're not a Louisiana show. We talk to listeners all over the country. But Louisiana will play a major focus there because the last election in the congressional circuit happens here in Louisiana. Very odd, and I want to get some explanation of that. What happens is, if it came down to where there were 50-50 or 49-50, and one vote would make the difference as to who controls the U.S. Senate, Louisiana may be that one vote. Chad Rogers is joining me right now. He is the host of a marvelous website called deadpelican.com, kind of the premier website for those that want to keep up on any political news in Louisiana. Again, that's deadpelican.com. He's joining us right now to discuss this very peculiar situation. Chad, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Chad, explain to my listeners this offbeat Louisiana system to where everyone thinks they're going to the polls in November, the first Tuesday in November, and they're going to vote, and the winners then will go ahead and see who controls Congress and go to Washington. But it's only a primary for Louisiana. Why is Louisiana so different in how the system works?
Question. Again, I've questioned that myself. I believe it was initially called a jungle primary system. We've had it for a while. And the way it works essentially is you know, most other states, I want to say just about every other state except for us, I want to say, and I could be wrong, but I would say most of the states, they have what you call a primary system where each party basically a primary system where each party selects whoever's going to go to the runoff, as you know. So in most cases, most of the time, just about any other state, in November, they would be having, for Senate, they would be having one Democrat and one Republican who make it to the final round, and whoever wins goes on to the Senate. But that's not our case. Our case, we will have basically, it's just an election with everybody against everybody in the Senate race.
Kind of an open
right
primary.
Now,
open.
We have Mary Landrieu in the race. We have Colonel Rob Manus, who's a Republican. We have Dr. Bill Cassidy, also a Republican. To my knowledge, those are the only ones that I can think of offhand of any note. But I'll say that, and so whichever of those two, the top two vote getters, basically, will go into a runoff in December. And so
in December,
pretty much,
in December.
Yes, December.
Yes, so my point. So then I guess so we have this open primary, as you're explaining, where everybody can run, whether you're Democrat or Republican. Everybody jumps in, and the top two, if nobody gets 50%, then the top two would run it off in December, a month after all the other elections.
That's correct, Louisiana. And again, if it comes down to if all the other elections are decided, and it comes down just to us, so we could, Louisiana could be the state that decides, you know, who gets the majority in the Senate. Now, of course, not everybody's pleased with this system down here. For the most part, people seem pleased with it. But the thing about it is, you got Colonel Rob Manus. Some Republicans who want to take back the Senate here in the state, of course, they're pressuring Rob Manus to drop out. They say, you know, he needs to drop out, you know, because, see, they think Cassidy can win this without a runoff.
And let me, Chad, if I can interrupt you. Chad, let me stop you. I want to tell our listeners that Cassidy, that Chad's referring to, is a congressman, the Republican congressman, and the establishment candidate. And doesn't it come down, Chad, almost like the Manus, the colonel, is a Tea Party candidate, and the Tea Party are trying to get traction to get him in the runoff. And probably hurts the Tea Party, doesn't it, if you have a Republican primary where the Tea Party candidate Manus and Cassidy, the congressman, running, you'd have a much more lively contest between those two on their philosophies, but we kind of jumbled all together here in Louisiana. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. I mean, Dr. Bill Cassidy, as you said, he is a congressman, and supposedly, you know, he is so far ahead in terms of money, ahead of Manus in terms of money. And they're saying all that Manus is doing is taking votes away from Cassidy, or his presence is only going to send it to a runoff. My argument is, again, I'm not sure. I could see ways where that could work for Cassidy, where a runoff could work for him just as well as against him. I mean, one guy I talked to is afraid that if this goes into a December runoff, one guy is afraid, well, you know, last time this happened, when there's a December runoff, the Democrats will get a bunch of college students come down here and aggressively work the place, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, there's no reason the Republicans couldn't adopt a similar strategy. I mean, again, if this is going to be the last race, if all the other races are decided, you know, I mean, the Republicans, there's no reason they can't dedicate 100% of their energies to this race as well.
No doubt about it. So, and I guess also, can you imagine if the control of the United States Senate came down to one election in Louisiana in December? Can you imagine the amount of money that would be spent in down here by both Republicans and Democrats and the operatives? It would be a bountiful thing for the media, for television, and hopefully your publication and others. But boy, it would be a real Donnybrook if that happened, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And people complaining about, the thing is, they keep complaining about Manus, thinking he should drop out. But you know, maybe you should take a, if you don't like the situation. Again, I'm not arguing against an open primary. I'm not saying it's good or bad. But you know, if you don't like the situation, maybe you should take a closer look at the system itself, rather than just, you know, saying Manus should drop out or getting mad at Manus for staying in the race. know, maybe you should just look at the system. Consider changing the way we have our primary set up. Because, again, one argument is that it's kind of a circus with the way it's set up. And, some people, and let me put a disclaimer here. I don't believe this for a second, but some people have said that Manus is a Mary Landry plant. Now, I don't believe that. I think it's much baloney. But the kind of, I think the kind of system we have does, it does have some possibility for that kind of shenanigans.
No doubt about it. So Chad, well, go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you.
My philosophy is, don't just complain about some guy in the race who may or may not be, a candidate just in there to decide for votes. Why don't you just take a look at the system? Maybe we should, and again, I'm just raising a question here. Would it be better if we would just be like the rest of the states and, have our Senate choice decided in November like everybody else,
Well, it's an interesting question, and I'm sure the legislature would be considering it. Hey, we're out of time. Hey, I want to tell our listeners, talking to Chad Rogers, if you want to really learn all about Louisiana politics, it's very simple. You get up in the morning, you type in thedeadpelican.com. You get all the political news in the state, all the shenanigans going on. There's lots going on down here. You never have too little to write about, do you, Chad? You've always got plenty to post up there, don't you?
Sure do.
Okay. Again, it's deadpelican.com. Chad, have a good weekend. Thank you. Spend some time with us. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Interesting to see how I'm just making the point that one race could determine the entire control of the U.S. Senate. Boy, it'll be a Donnybrook with all the money coming down here. We'll kind of keep you posted as it gets a little closer down the line. Still got a segment left. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my regular newsletter. It goes out every week. Write a new column. We'll come back and talk about some of those things. So freshen up your coffee. Stay tuned for one more section of Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat. But you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I've said before that I write a weekly column that appears here on our Genesis Communication Network website, which is GCNLive.com. You can also find it on my website, which is JimBrownUSA.com. Every week I try to write about some poignant issue that affects a lot of Americans and try to put in perspective what's happening currently in terms of the debate that takes place on many of these controversial issues. And you can sign up for that column. You can go to my website and just put in your email address and you'll get it automatically every week. And I write about a variety of things. Some politics, I talk about, you name it, we cover it here in terms of human interest stories. One thing that I wrote about this week is it's a tough subject to deal with, and that's the death penalty, enforcing the death penalty. I don't know if you believe in the death penalty or not. There's several different debates. One is whether someone believes in the death penalty or not. That's not the focus of my column this week, not the focus of the debate. My title this week is entitled, rather my column this week is entitled, Too Many Innocents Getting the Death Penalty. And what I picked this up on was that a recent study published in the National Academy of Sciences concluded that 4.1% of inmates on death row are innocent. 4.1% of inmates are innocent. More than 4%? I mean, if that were the rate of airplanes crashing, would you fly? I wouldn't. And yet we put on death row more than 4% who are innocent. John Whitehead is a legal scholar, writes for the Rutherford Institute. He's been on our program on several occasions. And he says the criminal justice system in the U.S. is consistently error-bound and flawed. He writes of a recent Columbia University study of 5,760 capital cases, where the report found an error rate of some 68%. You follow me on this? 68% had serious errors in how the case was handled. Now, that doesn't mean 68% of those convicted in capital cases are innocent, but he does find serious reversible errors. I mean, if you're going to have rules in the courtroom, then prosecutors need to play by the rules. But what White has concluded, and this Columbia University study has concluded, that 7 out of 10 capital cases, these are capital cases involving first-degree murder, had errors. And the most common errors involved prosecutorial suppression of evidence and other misconduct. where prosecutors, to get convictions, withheld evidence that might help the defense. And again, that's just not kosher. I mean, we've got some bad eggs out there that deserve to be on death row, but you got to play by the rules. And I can tell you, if you want to see where the cesspool of innocent people being convicted, just come on down here to Louisiana. We've had the title down here where I live, unfortunately, of having the highest incarceration rate in the world. And now we've got the dubious title of having case after case of death row inmates being convicted based on withholding of evidence that would prove their innocence. And I mentioned New Orleans. I'll just give you a couple of examples. A guy named John Thompson, convicted back in 1982 of first-degree murder, given the death sentence. He came within a couple of days of being executed after spending 14 years on death row. 14 years, 18 years in prison, 14 years on death row. Five different prosecutors in the prosecutor's office in New Orleans were involved in the case, and all knew that a blood test and other key evidence had been hidden that showed that Thompson was innocent. Well, on his deathbed and dying of cancer, one of the prosecutors confesses to a colleague that he had hidden the exculpatory blood sample that would show that Thompson was innocent. Well, then this colleague, who's also a prosecutor, waits five more years before admitting that he too knew of the hidden evidence. So Thompson, after 18 years, gets a new trial. His lawyers were finally able to produce 10 different pieces of evidence that had been kept from Thompson, overwhelmingly showing he was innocent, and the jury took 35 minutes to find him not guilty. And if you want to hear the worst I've ever heard, this is the worst I've ever heard. There's a guy down in New Orleans named Dan Bright. I think he's still living down there. Talk about a chilling case. He's on death row for murder he did not commit. The evidence came out years after his conviction that the FBI, thanks to credible information, had been in possession of the name of the actual killer all along. The FBI knew who killed this guy. They let Dan Bright, rot on death row. And luckily for Bright, because of this unconstitutional withholding of key evidence, the Innocence Project, I believe, and several lawyers really got involved in the case. And they found that this key evidence was kept by the FBI. His conviction was thrown out, and he's now free. In fact, let me tell you how bad it is. The foreman of his jury, who recommended that Bright be put to death, was a lady named Kathleen Norman. She's been a guest on my radio show on several occasions. Very untimely death, very young, not too long ago. Kathleen Norman was so incensed over White's wrongful conviction and the hiding of evidence that would have cleared him by the FBI that she became head of something called the Louisiana Innocence Project, helping others like White mount a credible defense. And luckily, for those who have been unlawfully convicted, there are innocent projects that are jumping, or I think just about every state has one now. It's based out of New York. I think Barry Scheck is the guy that heads this whole thing up. He's a lawyer that are putting these projects together all over the country. Now, I'm not a flaming liberal that thinks you ought to let the poor fellows go and you shouldn't have the death penalty. I'm just saying the system's got some major flaws. When the FBI knows who killed a person and knows that a guy on death row is innocent and does nothing about it, that's a major flaw. When prosecutors are in possession of the blood samples that they know clear an innocent victim who's on death row, that's a major flaw. And so the whole issue of prosecutorial misconduct is very blatant and very overwhelming in this country. Now, that doesn't take away from the fact that probably 85% of the prosecutors are decent people, men and women, who are trying to do their job, trying to protect you and I, trying to build in the checks and balances and follow the law. There's a law called the Brady Rule that says that anything that can help the defense, you got to give them. The idea is lay everything out on the table. Put all the evidence out on the table and let the chips fall where they may. Let a jury decide without hiding evidence. But we've got so many instances where the evidence is hidden from the person that would find them innocent, not just in death row cases, but in any number of other cases. And so there is a great debate going on in this country today about revising these rules, and there should be. Because the rule should be open up the books. If you're a prosecutor, anything your files, anything you have in your files should be open to the defense. And you know, if the guy's obviously guilty, then you can tell that from the evidence, and he should be convicted. He should be on death row. But when innocent people, and again, I got to go back to what I said before. That's a chilling statistic. Almost 5% of inmates on death row are innocent. We're putting people to death. A terrible example over in Texas, you Texas listeners, the father who was accused of burning down his home. His three kids were killed, burned up in the fire, and he was convicted and sentenced to death and executed. And then fire people, and they all came in and looked the whole thing over. Evident, really a sloppy, sloppy job was done. And they concluded overwhelmingly that the fire was accidental. The guy didn't do it. He was put to death because of sloppy prosecutorial work in determining this guy was innocent. I did see a prosecutor in Texas went to jail for withholding evidence here not too long ago. That's a real rarity. Very rarely do you hear of a prosecutor going to jail. And maybe that's what it takes. But again, we shouldn't be doing that. Questionable conduct by rogue prosecutors taint all the decent prosecutors trying to do their job. And when these rogue prosecutors withhold information that could prove the innocence of an accused, this is happening way too prevalent. And whether you're for the death penalty or against the death penalty, there's ample evidence that convictions of a capital crime can be a crapshoot based on the whims of some prosecutors who too often withhold exculpatory evidence showing they're innocent. Tough luck if you're innocent. Too often, justice is compromised, and that's not right. We can do better. We can do better. Hey, I'm out of time. I'm glad you joined me this week. Hope we made some common sense. Go to my website and sign up for my weekly newsletters and columns like I just told you about. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You folks have a good week. We'll be here same time, same station on the Common Sense Show next week. Have a nice week. We'll talk to you then.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.